entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
From Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And, you know, think of another one, because I've been saying this is the only one, and it is the only podcast preceded by who? You guessed it, Rammstein!
My chair just broke, fuck.
Oh, shit. Well, it's gonna be comfortable for the next 2 hours. Just like listening to me. Fading that out very, very professionally. Oh, yes. Just so professional. The DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. My name is Ken, but you can call me DJ New Style. With me is Frank, but you can call him the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
You know, I just want to say that suit is you. You're going to get some leg tonight for sure.
Oh, Germ Freak, give me a break.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing okay. But you know what? You didn't give me one break coming up.
Well, I didn't want to do the whole thing.
Okay. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. When you do,
Frank.
You know
what? I didn't want to be what they call a hack.
Well, then you better rewind your entire life. Because you've lived the life of a hack.
And you haven't
driven a cab yet, Frank.
I do my best not to be a hack. How you doing?
Your best is a negative effort. I'm doing all right, Frank. It's a little fucking hot out. We're running a little hot tonight.
You know, it's not that bad out. It's quite cool.
Oh, I thought you'd go with that one, but that's okay. You think it's quite cool? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm sweating my fucking balls off. I smell like a swamp right now. Do you understand?
I smell like
swamp cabbage.
All right. It's good driving weather. You open the windows down and you get a nice breeze flowing your hair.
By the way, the intro, perfect song for throwing the windows down, driving, pretending it's the 80s or 70s, whenever it was, and just fucking screaming into the howling wind as you speed your way from work to home.
I'm surprised you heard, when I requested that song, I'm surprised you actually knew the song. I was surprised.
You're surprised? So you're assuming that I've never turned a radio on in my life.
Well, this is before you were born, this song.
So, Frank, let's analyze what you just said. What you said was, this was before I was born, so I'd never know about it.
Well, it's not like... It wasn't like it's like Elvis Hound Dog. I mean, you know, it's not a song that, you know, it's not a song that I'm surprised you
know the one song that kids connect with from the past, Hound Dog. They pull that fucking 40, what is it, 45 or 78? I don't know what the fuck, two? I don't know, whatever. I'm not into that, Frank. Yeah, I've heard it. I've listened to the occasional minute or two of radio. I've accidentally heard it. I've purposefully heard it. But anyway, Frank, it's a great intro. You've been picking some great intros lately, and I want to congratulate you about that. Do you feel satisfied? Am I not putting on absolutely everything you wanted?
Yeah, actually, tonight was your turn, and you says, go ahead, Frank, you pick it. You did a good one last week.
You know what? Run to the Hills, good for episode 250. Unchained, very good for 251. But I got news for you, though. You were trying to get on me to play something else.
I want you to play a song that gets my blood pumping and my energy flowing.
And what was that?
It was 5 o'clock world was the name of the song, but for some reason you don't like it.
This, you want to hear this?
Yes.
This gets your blood pumping.
This gets me pumping and flowing.
It's the fucking theme song to the Drew Carey Show. You understand that, right?
It's not the G-G-G-G-G-G-G. This was around well before the Drew Carey song.
Yeah, I understand that, but I can't hear this song without picturing that fat, fucking bespectacled asshole dancing around in a fucking suit.
Just taking
a fucking stack of papers. Throw it in the sky.
You must have analyzed that fucking intro, huh? You must have watched it a lot if you know every little fucking piece of it.
I've seen more than one episode of Drew Carey.
So you're a fan.
You're
a fan.
I'm fucking befuddled that you can watch an episode of a show and be called a fan. I've seen one or
you
two
said
shows.
You just said you've seen a few episodes, you fucking liar.
How many is a few to you? When someone says few, how many?
I'd say about seven or eight.
It could be three. I mean, what's the word for three? A few. A couple is two. One is one. If I saw three episodes of Drew Carey, I've seen more of Drew Carey on The Price is Fucking Right than I've seen The Drew Carey Show. I can't, just fucking throwing papers and files and shit up in the air, not giving a shit.
Don't forget pouring his coffee cup into the sink.
Oh, he just doesn't care, Frank. He wants to turn, he's all play, no work, that Drew Carey.
And he's off on The Price is Right, though, isn't he?
Oh, it's the worst. He is, you know what? You watch him, and he realizes he has no soul. He realizes that he has given his soul to fucking to wish people well on that are wearing fucking neon-colored sweatshirts and oversized name tags as they fucking try to putt something so they can get a camper. It's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. I can't stand to watch it. But you had to see it because Bob Barker, you know, stay home from school, watch The Price is Right. Bob Barker was doing it forever. He came on. I had to at least see it. And it's terrible. But, you know, enough about Drew fucking Carey.
Bigger britches to burn.
Bigger britches is what you said? I don't think they get bigger than fucking Drew Carey's britches. But if you're talking about bridges.
Oh, yeah, bridges.
Yeah. And is he really a bigger bridge to burn? And, of course, I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who hosts a cable show. Now, why would we be assaulting someone who hosts a cable show?
Okay, first of all, it's
what
not...
What did we do, Frank, that warrants an argument with someone on cable?
Are you talking about what we did a few weekends ago? Is that what you're referring to?
Something we did a few weekends
ago. What the one and only Pat from Munaki did? Is that what you're referring to?
That's right. YouTube.com/hearustalk. And you see Pat from Munaki taking on the grease trucks. Now, I have to say this. Frank, you made me say this everywhere. You made me stress that this was your idea. You kind of had it on the show. We presented it to him, and he accepted, and we did it, and we made the video. You wanted him to try and do the challenge that they could not do on Man vs. Food, where Pat eats 5 fat sandwiches in a span of 45 minutes or less.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit, okay?
I'm slowing down. This was your idea, correct?
Right. First, yeah, absolutely. But first of all, when you say they, you mean the one only Adam Richman. Is that who you're referring to? Who you're a big fan of?
I'm not a – you know what, Frank? I've never seen his show. I've never seen it. I actually just recently saw the grease truck clip.
All right. Adam Richman came to New Brunswick. He travels the country and has these challenges where he tries to eat, you know, so much food in a particular amount of time.
Yeah.
So he was in New Brunswick, New Jersey, home of Rutgers University.
Yeah. And they and let me tell you, I watched the clip on YouTube of him eating those sandwiches. The fucking fanfare they put on, that act that they put on for
him.
Yeah, yeah. These fucking people that will barely speak English to you when you order a sandwich, speaking the Queen's English, showing him the fine crisp ingredients while wearing rubber gloves and long sleeves, and everything looks polished up. If you go there tomorrow, you will not see rubber glove one ever, and the fries will look like they were fucking delivered by seagulls from the shore. Just fucking heinous looking.
Right.
When you were there, Frank, it was completely disgusting to you, correct?
My tongue was hanging for one of those delicious sandwiches, but when I saw what was going on, I said, you know what? I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't. But let me get back. So Adam, so the challenge is for these grease trucks, and these are fat sandwiches, stuff with, you know, everything that clogs your arteries.
Various fried meats. They don't have ovens. They don't have grills. They have a vat of hot grease. That's how they cook everything.
Right.
Veggie burgers, deep fried. Chicken, deep fried. Everything is fucking deep fried. So go ahead.
So the challenge is for the grease trucks to, if you eat 5 fat sandwiches in 45 minutes, you get a sandwich named after yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. Not only did Mr. Munaki do it within 45 minutes, I think he broke a freaking record. He did it like 28 minutes, for Christ's sake.
And I hadn't seen the episode, so I watched it on YouTube, as I said before. The guy admitted that, like, maybe 12 people ever, something like that, some ridiculous number. Like, hundreds have tried, maybe 12 have completed this. This is truly a great feat that Pat has pulled off. So,
no doubt.
Yeah. So now, Frank, this was your idea. You made it happen. Correct?
It was something that when I say it was my idea, it was my idea for Pat to do this challenge. You know, obviously it wasn't my idea. Obviously it was You Hungry's idea.
I mean, I understand that. I understand it was their idea, but you wanted it clear. You wanted it to be very, very, as plain as day, that this was something that you were working on, you were putting together.
And sure.
And Frank, you did a great job. And I have to applaud you. I have to applaud you. You finally came through on a bit.
Okay. But I don't, I'm not
and,
the
and
one who
it was
to...
it was successful.
All right. I appreciate that, but all credit has to go from Pat from Munaki. He's the star.
No,
of
it doesn't go from him. It goes to him.
To him, I apologize.
Yes. You don't take his credit from him and rob
yes,
him.
I apologize.
He is worthy of more credit than he's been given.
I apologize.
Obviously, he's an athlete. He's a talented man. He's very funny and entertaining, and he can eat a lot of shit really quickly. Pat from Munaki is fantastic. And Frank, what I wanted to congratulate you on was doing such a good job with this project that this video, the Hear Us Talk video, has been featured on eatfeats.com. EATFEATS.com, where they write, Hear Us Talk produced a video of Pat Fumunaki attempting to eat 5 sandwiches from the grease trucks on the campus of Rutgers University in under 45 minutes. Now, you're not mentioned, but they mentioned Hear Us Talk, so that's okay, right?
Fine.
Yeah. I got mentioned, Frank.
It's okay.
I got mentioned because there was an update when the guy who lost the challenge, the person who was unable to pull it off, Adam Richman on Man vs. Food, he got wind of it because I sent him the link to show him what Pat could do. I wanted, you know, he knew firsthand, so I wanted to you know, show him that Pat basically destroyed this challenge, and he's really good at eating a lot of stuff really quickly.
You got into a little snafu with Mr. Richman.
I did. He got very pissy.
And you weren't being – your original tweet was – you were not being sarcastic or anything. You were just telling him what was going on, and he came back like a complete dick.
Yeah, he really did. And he deleted – by the way,
He deleted
the post that he wrote back to me where it says it says, yeah, but does he have the dopest TV show on the planet? I'm going to go with ... no. And then he basically calls me a fucking idiot. He blocks me on Twitter. I said, you know, I'm not trying to hate. I just know that you did this. You had firsthand knowledge of how grueling this was. You were unable to do it. Pat did it. You know, he deserves a little bit of props. And he blocked me. And then Jeff from The Watch Show, Fridays 9:30 to 12:30. He just went on a fucking tirade. I don't know what, you know. I'll leave him to talk about that. But we were both blocked by Adam Richman. Richmond. Yes, we were blocked by the capital of Virginia. No, we were blocked by him, and he is less than pleased with me, despite apologizing to Pat Fumunaki. He did not lift the block. He called me a fucking idiot. And he didn't delete that tweet.
He didn't delete that tweet.
He deleted the one where he replied right. to me.
Right, because he didn't want to seem like he was too full of himself. But he really cursed on his tweets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wrote, and he didn't address this to anyone because I guess he ran out of characters. He wrote, if the show were called Man versus Man and you challenged me, it would make sense. But since it's Man versus Food, you come off like a fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
That's what he writes. And you know what? I watched this. I have no idea. I just know the guy eats lots of shit. I heard a veal chop talk about it on an episode of The Awful Hour a while back. I watched this. This fucking guy thinks who the hell he is. He stands up on a table and yells, New Brunswick, prepare for glory. He's eating sandwiches. You're a theatrical asshole.
You know,
just
all
choke
these,
the
all,
food down and fucking hate your life. Who gives a fuck about you?
All these Rutgers students, they were, you know, obviously invited there and called there to.
Of course! I'm stealing that from you, Frank. Yeah.
So that's something we can talk about later, let's continue what we're talking about now.
So we.
So how do you feel being. Is this the first person you've been blocked by on Twitter? And how do you feel inside? Are you offended?
I mean, it's the first one I've been aware of, I'm sure.
Are you offended?
You know, I was a little bit offended because I didn't come at him with any venom. And in the minute I wrote anything to him, he came off like a fucking smug cock. So this little fucking Patton Oswalt bodied fuck who just eats hamburgers and peppers until he fucking pukes all day, he can suck my fucking dick. I don't give a shit. Fuck Adam Richman. Everybody, I implore you to write a message to Adam Richman and just let him know that he's not a nice man.
You mean like bombard him on Twitter?
No, just if you feel so inclined, send him a reply and let him know that he's not a nice person. Yes.
His true colors came out.
Oh, by the way, I need to point something out. White-ass Brent in the HearUsTalk.com chat room. If you're listening live or if you ever choose to listen live, you go to HearUsTalk.com. There's a chat room. You see my face. You see people talking. This is a growing community. White Ass Brent says, a D-list celebrity blocked you. In my book, that's a win. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because White Ass Brent sent me an email, Frank, in regards to maybe something we'll get to a little later. He sent me an email asking if you lost weight last week. Like, listen to the fucking show, White Ass Brent. What the fuck? I mean, you know, I was supporting you when Frank was against you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was supporting you. But now I'm right there with you, Frank. Fuck White House Brent. Fuck White House Brent. I'm sorry, what did I hear in the background? Did I hear something in the background? Did you get a cat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, anyway. So how do you feel, Frank? You actually got something to come together. It's being well received. It's getting viewed a lot.
I want to thank the star Pat from Naki. He and I don't mean to kiss his ass, but he's just an awesome guy all around. Thank you.
Yeah, he really is. He's a gentleman,
and he's super funny.
And he is super funny, and he's a friendly person, and
he's a very down to earth person.
Yes, he absolutely is. I mean, you know, I don't want to kiss this fucking guy's ass. Like, the entire show. I like Pat. I think the world of him, but. You know, he did pull off a lot of shit. And you know what? People are giving him shit on this eatfeats.com link that features
me.
Tell me
about this eatfeats.com. Tell me what exactly this eatfeats
is. This is a
foot fetish type of thing?
It's not F-E-E-T. It's feet, like accomplishment.
Oh.
You fuck. Well,
what is it exactly?
It's a blog dedicated to fucking eating pig feet. No, eatfeats, F-E-A-T-S. It's a blog that details challenges in the realm of competitive eating or eating whatever, I don't know. Like so-and-so ate 67 eggs. It's going to be on this fucking site. That's all it is. And it has a bunch of comments here, and Pat's coming in and shooting out at them and all that. And, you know, it's whatever. We're featured on that fucking site is all I'm going to say. Okay?
Okay.
It's our first fucking foray into the realm of competitive eating by proxy, and I think it's a home run. I don't think we're done with that area at all, Frank.
I don't think so either.
We did mention another challenge.
Yes.
That we might be doing, and I believe this will also be based in New Brunswick. I believe it's Paulie's Pizza, a 28-inch pizza. I think two people have to be able to eat it in an hour or something like that, and they get some rolling sum of money. So he needs a partner this time around, Frank. Do you think you could step up and be the partner?
I would be honored, but that's his decision. I would be honored, but like I said, that's his decision.
Well, what if we buy the pizza? What if we do that? If we buy the pizza, he'd have to let you be the partner, right?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, he maybe he has a you know, one of his he does know a lot of competitive eaters.
He probably would do. He probably would roll up with like Joey Chestnut or someone.
Yeah,
one of the big names, a heavy hitter,
drop dead legs or something like that. Daddy Long Legs, one of them's
drop
called
dead legs.
one of them's called Long Legs, Daddy Long Legs or something.
I don't know. I'm not all that well versed in the league. Is it a league? Is it an assembly?
I think it is a league.
I guess it is a league. But I'm not all that well versed in it, Frank. You seem to be. I mean, you would be a good choice because I think you have personality. So for a video, it would be fine. And you've bragged that you were able to eat an entire pizza.
I'm not. You know, I don't want to brag about that. But you told me
that your proudest moment in life was balling up an entire pizza like a cantaloupe and chewing on it. Just clutching it with both paws and chewing on it for 10 minutes until it was gone. That's what you said your proudest moment was, Frank. So this video, if you haven't seen it already, it's on youtube.com/hearustalk. And, Frank, I got an, you know, I shouted out White Ass Brent. I need to shout out, and I don't like saying shout out. I need to give some props, and I don't like saying props. I need to give recognition to Keith Fu. Now, Frank, what were you previously
calling
him?
Are you referring to Keith F.U.?
No, Keith Fu.
Oh, because I don't know. I know a Keith F.U. I don't know Keith Fu.
Well, maybe it's the same. But
maybe.
This person posted a Photoshop of you and Pat Furmanake after seeing the video. Were you able to see this one, Frank?
I did.
What did you think of it when you saw it?
He put me and Pat Furmanake in the same photograph.
But with an inspirational caption.
I didn't care for the caption.
It's you smirking and looking back at the camera like you're above this. and it's Pat with his chewing with his mouth open with the label Fifth Sandwich still in view. And the caption is role model. And the subtitle says, Frank, fuck the diet. We know Frank will never follow through with a bit. Fuck the diet. We know Frank will never follow through on a bit. Now, Frank, you're doing your food blog. You're doing your diet. Everything's coming together for you. Why would he do this? Why would he write something like this?
I don't know. I don't know what his beef is. I don't know what his problem is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I refer to him as Keith F.U.
Well, that's good. Speaking of your food blog, Frank, I noticed that I must have been missing your entries.
You know what, Ken? Remember when you were doing a shit blog about a year ago?
Yeah, but what about your food blog? Where the fuck are your entries? You said you're going to do this. You said you were dedicated. Well, and I don't see any fucking meals.
Remember how you said to me sometimes you just wanted to take a shit and get it over with? Well, same thing with me with the food.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes I'm eating. I got the phone downstairs. I'm not going to go downstairs and get the goddamn phone.
So now you're done with it completely.
You know what? I don't have to prove anything to anybody, okay? I'm tired of people shitting on my food.
Maybe if they shat on your food, you'd eat less. The thing is, Frank, you came on here upset that you wanted and you wanted to lose weight. You made a pledge.
And I still do.
And you've been failing.
I haven't been failing.
What did you start at? 216.
Right.
9 weeks later, where are you? 219 you weighed in last. That's a fucking failure. I'm sorry, you're failing. You're not succeeding in losing weight if you gain weight. Overall, the 9 week span,
and
you've gained fucking 3 pounds.
I'm sick. You know who I'm sick of? I'm sick of. Are you familiar with FM Jeff?
Yeah, I mentioned him before. FM Jeff from The What Show.
He likes to put these quips in fucking Twitter. Do it for your kids. Okay? Go fuck yourself. Okay? If somebody smokes and drinks, do you tell the people who smoke, stop smoking, do it for your kids, or stop drinking, do it for your kids?
Yeah, but
okay,
don't
put
the
my
thing
kids
is,
into this.
The thing is, he's not complaining and crying about wanting to stop smoking. He fucking loves smoking. He smokes while he eats. He smokes while he sleeps. He smokes in the tub. He always smokes. He would never say, I want to stop smoking. Actually, I think he quit smoking.
He just said he
quit smoking 3 months ago. That just shows you how many tabs I have kept on Jeff. Sorry, buddy. The thing is, though, Frank, he's not complaining about having to do some goal he can't do, at least today. And he's giving you encouragement. He knows you have a goal. You have something you want to accomplish.
But he's
trying to urge you
and
do this for your children.
They'll
have a dad in 5 years.
Don't bring my children into this. That really pisses me off big time, all right?
Well, okay.
Please don't bring my children into this.
Well, now you have the opportunity to say it to him. 316-768-4472. If you want to call the DJ New Style Show, that's the number. 316-768-4472. FM Jeff.
What the fuck is going on over there?
FM Jeff, you're on the DJ New Style Show with an angry germ freak.
Well, fuck you right back.
Whoa.
In your pie hole. And I think it's an appropriate term for your mouth based on the amount of fucking calories you put in that thing.
Jesus.
I have been following. I don't know how many people have actually been following your little food blog there.
Whoa, your little
you
food blog.
You eat like a fucking animal.
Now, is this the kind of attention you want, Frank? Because he was trying to give you some support, and you shit on him. And now he's coming at you with fangs.
No, he brings my kids into this. I don't appreciate that.
He is approaching you like
Frank,
you approach a sheet cake.
I don't know what other motivation I could possibly use against you to get you to stop eating the way you do it. I ran it through my friend who is a nutritionist, and she said you're gonna suffer from some sort of either heart disease or diabetes or some obesity related illness if you continue to eat like this, considering your current weight and height.
What did you say, Ken?
I said gonna. Frank,
I don't have diabetes. I had a stress test. I had a full physical exam. There's nothing wrong with me. Yes,
right,
I'm overweight.
You're still relatively young. You're what, 40?
I'm 39 years old. 39 years old.
Yeah, it's over for you, Frank.
But you know who pissed me off?
Frank, here's the deal.
Are you familiar with Ed McGrath III?
I am familiar with
him. On Twitter, he says to me, I want to praise Germ Freak for taking a 3-day fast. Okay? He's smart. You know what? There's not enough fucking internet for your fucking food blog, Ed McGrath. There's not enough room on the fucking internet.
There is. It's called inandout.com. Inandout.com. Just view the pictorial menu.
I wish you guys are going to be talking about this, because I actually, for a couple of days, researched what you ate and then converted it into the calorie count.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, everyone knows that a normal meal...
Hold on, Jeff, before you start, I want to make sure everybody knows scientific notation. And go.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, the numbers are going to be so fucking large, we'll have to express them in scientific notation.
Exponents.
Yes, fucking natural logs. Go ahead.
All right, so the recommended daily caloric intake for men in your age group, on average, 2,500 calories. You have topped out.
And that's a lot for a daily caloric intake. That's still a lot.
Right, and that's not like an athlete's daily caloric intake, which may be more depending on what they're trying to do. But
yeah.
They want to put you around 2,500. Frank, you have eaten on some of your worst days close to 3,500 calories.
Jesus Christ. Frank, how does that make you feel?
That's 1,000 calories more than you should be eating in a day.
You're eating you're eating about 1.5 days every day. You are cutting fucking days off your life.
You know what, Ken? I probably eat as much as you can, but you have a quicker metabolism than I do.
I don't eat as much as you.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Ken, you fucking... At 1 o'clock in the morning, you're eating chipwiches, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but what do I eat the rest of the day?
You both die together. What does that mean? Who cares?
Yeah, but the thing is, if I have one chipwich at 1 a.m., what did I have the rest of the day? You're not going to see a sheet cake if I took a picture of everything I ate. And then the thing is, with you, it's willpower. You see one tiny piece of cake, you make an effort, and then it slowly fucking slides down the mountain until you see a picture of an entire pan.
Well, she said one of the biggest problems with your... if you want, I can have a call in next week. One of the biggest problems with what you've been eating is that very little of it has any actual dietary value.
Well, I mean,
the majority of it is snacks, yeah. Junk food, burgers, carbs.
No, that's not true. I like real food. That's my problem. I really like real food. I eat too much at one sitting of real food. You know?
Really? Because on April 1st, you had 2 Eclair minis.
This isn't a fucking trial, Jeff. I mean, seriously. Don't fucking call it. I mean, he's not on the stand. I mean, the guy likes some snacks. It's obvious. It's no fucking news, really.
That's all well and good, but a half hour before those Eclair Minis, he had an ice cream cone.
Okay, somebody sabotaged me that day.
And then a half hour before that he had a double hamburger with fries and what looks like butter dipping and
double
coleslaw.
Hamburger? What the fuck are you talking about, though? That was a filet mignon sandwich. My
okay,
friend.
With butter, with clarified butter dipping sauce, with fries.
I didn't dip it in the butter! Somebody sabotaged me that day.
All the files in Jeff's briefcase are see-through because of hamburger grease.
That was a filet mignon sandwich. It was very lean meat. Okay, fuckface. So before you make conclusions, do your research better.
Well, why are you so angry? What happened? I mean, you've been posting these on your own, right?
I'm sorry. Maybe if we can go back. What is that? A half hour before that, when you had a bowl of French onion soup. Covered with so much cheese, you couldn't even see the pottery it was in.
It was actually a bowl of cheese. He basically cut
that
a
was
hole.
The paprika.
The what?
Paprika.
Paprika.
It was full of paprika.
Yeah.
I posted the room, the link in the room, so everyone can see literally a bowl of cheese.
I was going to say, well, it's French onion soup. There's going to be cheese. There is literally... There is no pottery visible on this.
You can't see it.
There's never pottery visible on French onion soup.
Yeah, there is. That's how you know where to stop.
You know
Frank, I bet you ate the goddamn crock.
Frank, do you think I'm
okay?
I'm,
all right,
like,
let's lay off.
Shit on you. I mean, Jeff. I don't know what you think my motivations are.
Frank, you know what? This is I can detect it now. Frank has shut down and no longer wants to talk about this. And Frank, if that's the case,
I just, know. Let me just wrap it up by saying,
okay,
I know I have a problem, Jeffrey. I appreciate you. I don't know if you really care about me or if you're just
Frank,
doing
you
it.
You don't even know how much I care.
There's a
good friend of ours on Pal Talk who is quite larger than you, and I tried to get him involved with my nutritionist, and it didn't pan out. And
Are you talking about Dom?
No. I don't want to get into names.
I'm just
but in any event, you know, I it just pains me. Like, I see eating all this stuff, and, like, you know, it's going to catch up with you one day.
I know that. I know. You're not telling me anything I don't know. I'm disappointed
Jeff,
myself, and I'm embarrassed of myself. But let it go, Jeff.
Doing
the best I can.
Don't even bother. We have to wait until he bottoms out, and he finds himself in a bread bowl so big that only his bald head is sticking out of it. And there's no.
You know how they say when people are on drugs, they hit rock bottom.
You have to hit your bottom. You haven't done
it. Maybe I haven't hit rock bottom yet.
When you get to 10,000 calories a day, that'll be it, and you'll realize, what am I doing? And then it'll be too late. You'll be the guy that has to shop while on a flatbed cart and just point. I want to go.
Last week, I remember you had a bowl of cornflakes, which is very healthy. And then you literally
it was not sugar.
It
was not sugar. It was equal. You douche.
By the way, it looked like Frosted Flakes.
It was equal. It was three packets equal.
That was
that's
more
gross.
Than three packets, and
oh,
that's
no,
disgusting.
It was, my friend.
Equal tastes like poison.
I never utilize sugar. Although I will say I'm liking Splenda a little bit here.
Yeah, but Frank, why can't you? You say you like real food, but you still have to slather it in fucking artificial sweeteners.
Well, you ever drink cornflakes? Eat cornflakes are kind of bland.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you know that Equal the sweetener in Equal is aspartame? It's been known to cause
brain
cancer.
He doesn't want to hear this.
Difficulties.
He's heard it already. I've told it to him countless times. Frank, you know what? We're gonna lay off. We're not gonna analyze your food. You don't want a food blog anymore, is that right?
If the mood should strike me, I'll do it.
If the mood strikes, yes.
If the mood strikes.
If you're going to do it, you'll do it. I guess you're going to share maybe a fabulous meal
no,
or something
no,
like
I'm
that.
No, Ken, as you know, I posted everything. I wasn't hiding anything, okay?
Well, you did not. You had a Snapple that you didn't post. That's Cal. You had
I said I wasn't doing beverages.
Okay, good. So you probably had 17 Shamrock Shakes that we don't fucking know about.
That's not true. But whatever, you know.
It's okay.
I'm getting bored with this.
I know you're getting bored with it. You're getting bored with your diet. But that's
the Frank, if I can make one recommendation, if you're going to do anything, phase out the Equal and replace it with something called Stevia. It's an all natural.
I have Stevia. I cannot claim the taste to it.
The LARPer? Anyway, Jeff, thank you very much for your call.
Wait, did you guys discuss Adam Rickman? Because I forgot the first half.
Do you ever fucking, every call.
What the fuck, you just derailed the whole fucking program.
Way to go, fucking Jeff
well,
Housebrent.
He's a fat fuck Wolverine too, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys got.
First
got
of all, we've discussed it, that we're at war with him.
Ad nauseum. We've discussed him, I don't even want to say his fucking name anymore.
Fucking kill you.
Now
Jeff,
I will kill you.
Jeff, you got banned from him as well, didn't you?
If you want to know what a skinny guy looks like when he's overweight, it's Adam Rickman.
By the way, hey, dummy, Adam Rickman, why would you block someone yet keep a fucking public timeline so we can still see your dumb tweets anyway?
Yeah. Anyway, enough about that. Enough about Frank's pain, whatever Frank's trying to conceal. It's, you know, Frank will do it on his own time. Frank, you'll bottom, and then you'll come to us for help, and we'll be there. With nothing but tacos. Jeff, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. The What Show is live every Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time, whatever time it is, on hearustalk.com. Now, Frank, there are some very, very pressing issues. As a larger man, and you're not skinny. It's hot out! It's fucking hot! This isn't your time right now. This isn't good for anybody. I got a stew in my fucking pants permanently at this time of year. It's fucking humid. So I'm at work, and I can smell a smell coming off of me that wasn't there in the beginning of the day. Do you know when that happens, Frank? When you get that faint smell, that only for you body scent?
Well, yeah, it's not my body. It's mostly my shoes.
With you, it's your shoes, obviously. Obviously. Well, Barb has sniffed them. I've sniffed them. Donna, everybody has sniffed them. They're fucking terrible.
I you know what I actually do? I put the whole shoe over my dog's head.
Yeah, I think you showed me that once. You torture that fucking dog, Frank.
You know what? He's got a nice life. They got nice lives. They have to take a little bit of pain once in a while. You know what I mean, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about how you kicked him out of the door or whatever.
Listen to me. You know, I let my dog out. I let Marvin out. And, you know, sometimes I give him a little tap with my toe on the hiney.
Yeah, but what justifies this? I don't understand.
Just a pat. Yeah, all right, buddy, come on. And I kick him out. Because sometimes he's very slow sometimes. He drags his ass sometimes. So I give him a little kick, but I kicked him too hard the other day and he flipped over on his back and he was crippled for the rest of the day.
So basically you're saying that, you know, you give him food, you give him a place
to live. These son of a bitch, I give him food, I give him shelter, warm bedding, I give him a warm roof. You know what?
A warm roof? You leave him on the roof?
Do you realize the life of these son of a bitches? I'm over here breaking my ass every day. He's over there fucking sleeping. He's going to have to endure a little heartache and pain once in a while.
So you take out your frustration on this dog.
I'm not vicious, but I may, you know, give a little tap on the hiney and maybe he flips over once or twice.
And becomes paralyzed.
It was only for a day he did that. It was only for a day.
A whole day. He was paralyzed for an entire fucking day. He's 12 years old. He's fucking 12 years old, Frank. You do take care of him, though. You do give you do melt cheese over his food, as you've said many, many times.
I take Mighty Dog. I put Mighty Dog on a paper
casserole.
Plate. And I put a slice of Kraft cheese, and I melt it, and I give him a little casserole.
Casserole. You say things very weird. I've never heard anybody emphasize casserole until I met you.
That's the way I roll. Are you tired of that saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people
You know what, Frank? Because
that's how I roll.
Frank, if you're talking to me in 2005, then you are talking to someone who's tired of that fucking phrase. That's how I roll is so fucking terrible that for someone who claimed to have been focusing on not being a hack, you let that one through the filter, didn't you? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But one thing you do have, though, Frank, you've swept the world with cores.
I have. You know what? You know what? I have so many catchphrases and things that I've coined. It's just I'm in awe of myself. How people are.
You're
are
in
just,
awe of yourself?
Yes.
For saying people, things incorrectly.
No. People, it has caught my version of course has caught on like wildfire. Everybody's saying it. People are saying it in situations where they shouldn't be saying it.
So are you really proud of it?
Because of me.
Are you really proud of it?
Of course.
I gotta say, I say it at work now. Jeff told me that he was talking to a client and they asked him if he was able to do something and he fucking shouted course. It's fucking permeating my everyday life.
I say these things. I say words, perhaps not the way they're said. They shouldn't be said. And people start repeating it. And it's because of me. Okay, people are saying this because of me.
But you don't get attribution, though.
I get shit.
You do get shit. Nobody.
I don't get nothing.
You change the fucking paradigm. You shift game. You change the world, and nobody knows it's you. You are like an underground hero. Of shitty phrases that we repeat for 6 months and forget about. You are someone that sets trends. Exactly, Goatweed in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. He is a trendsetter, but no one knows it. All of a sudden, your entire circle of friends will be saying, course! And you'll not even know the bald man that brought that to us.
And I will give you credit, Ken, because you were the first one to notice that. Because we'd have conversations and I would say that and you'd start chuckling.
Yeah.
So you were the first one to notice it.
Thank you. I'll applaud a little bit. Yeah. But one thing I want to set right here. You're talking to a fucking sign. I created that. I know that you say it at the end of every fucking show, but I want to let it be known that that is my fucking line. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt.
I'm fighting my fucking eyes right now. All I see are fucking floaters. All I see are these squiggly fucking...
You just took a dump?
What?
You said floaters. I thought you took a dump or something.
No, float. You don't know what floaters are? I mean, we had to have discussed this.
I don't know what you're talking about. You mean like stars in front of your eyes?
Not like a fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon where you can be duped into having spots before your eyes if a room is painted. I have globs of my eyes that are fucking hard and just moving around before my fucking vision. Whenever I move my eyes left, they fucking shoot over across the plane of view. And what's happened is I've gotten to a point where I can let go of them. I can focus on what I'm doing and not see them. But this fucking heat has just removed my focus. Today, all day at work, boiling hot in the office. I had to go. We have fucking air conditioning, right? And I look at it. It's set to heat. Someone took the fucking thermostat and set it to heat. We were at 85 fucking degrees. And so I set it to cool. And, I have to see that in a second. I'm sorry. So I set it to cool. I set it to 75. Everything is fine. Everything starts to cool down. I can resume work. I go on fucking strike when it's too hot. I can't fucking process. I don't know about you, Frank. Can you operate in the heat?
Only if things start sticking to my arms or something like that. But, you know, it was not that bad today. I actually enjoyed the weather today. It wasn't that bad.
You know how muggy and hot it was in my office, Frank? It was so muggy that, like, I had my legs spread and my balls were still sticking to either leg. That is how fucking disgusting. I'm just fucking shifting. I'm trying to fucking stretch it out. It's just the most uncomfortable, sticky, disgusting atmosphere.
What do you wear on your legs?
I have just pants. Regular fucking pants. I dress, you know, I go to work in what I always go to work in. I shouldn't have to think about what the fuck I'm wearing if I'm going into an air-conditioned environment. I'm a naturally...
Believe me, you don't think of what you're wearing because you wear brown sneakers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you attacking my fashion, you big no. queen?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that this was a fucking fashion show.
That you
with your fucking 78-year-old man sneakers that stink like fucking rotten asparagus are going to call into question something that I'm fucking wearing.
No, go ahead. I apologize.
You smell like my fucking dog's anal glands.
Now what?
Your feet are fucking most.
How would you know what your dog's anal glands smell like?
Because the minute you have to express them, Frank, that smell is in the entire fucking house. It's concentrated fucking fish oil. Well, whenever, you know, I have to express them whenever he starts rubbing his asshole.
I have never touched my dog's anal glands ever.
Yeah, but you do it with your shoe as you're trying to get them out of the house because you're cruel to your dogs and you shouldn't have them.
But maybe you should wear something lighter on your legs.
What am I going to wear, Frank? Shorts to work? Am I going to wear fucking shorts?
I don't know. Are you allowed?
You know what? I don't think I should. I don't think I should. Here's the fucking deal. Cool the building. We have air conditioning. Let's set it to a fucking room temperature. If you have an issue with being cold, adapt. I understand. There are different body types. People can't handle any temperature, apparently. They need it to be fucking red fire hot, raining down on them, because they're always cold. Well, you know what? If I was always fucking cold, I would bring a goddamn fucking blanket with me. I would bring a jacket. I would do anything. You would see me in a fucking parka. I would never think to inconvenience everybody by putting the fucking heat on an 80-degree day. Just fucking infuriating.
See, we have a rule in my household. And
Frank, by the way,
of...
do you have your air conditioning on? Did you turn the air?
No.
Okay.
But we have a rule in my household. Being cold takes precedence of being hot. Let me tell you what I mean by that. What I mean by that is as follows. In the winter, if somebody is cold, then and somebody else is not cold and somebody else is hot, the person who's cold has precedence. So that person can turn up the heat.
In the winter, sure.
Yes.
You could if you're cold in the winter, there are potential health issues. If you're cold in the summer and spring, you have a fucking problem that you need to address. Everybody, the majority should should not have to fucking... by the way, what am I going to do? If you turn the heat up, what can I fucking do
not to
smell like fucking musk?
Why don't you bring a fan in?
A fucking fan in an air-conditioned building.
Well, obviously, it's not working for you, the air-conditioned, so why don't you bring a fan?
This can just be fixed if they bring a fucking shawl. Hang it around your chair when you're not fucking cold.
I think you're showboating.
I'm not fucking showboating, and I'm not overreacting. This is fucking terrible, and I'm going to get to the fucking bottom of this tomorrow.
Good.
I'm going to go. I'm going to set the fucking thing to cool. I'm going to rig it with a little string. I'm going to go back throughout the day. If I see heat, I see the fucking string down. I know someone fucked with it. It's not a malfunction in the system. I'm going to go to everybody and say, what the fuck? Why is the heat on? And I'm telling you, I'm going to set shit right. I'm going to let this... You can't fucking reasonably fucking put this on. You can't reason, make an argument that I'll go with, Frank. You can't. You always go with the coldest person has the say. Always.
Yes.
So if Donna says, I'm cold, and everybody else says, I'm fucking hot.
Cold takes precedence.
So the heat goes on, and every fucking four people have to sweat their balls off because one is chilly.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Well, whatever.
Makes no sense.
You have to have some type of rule in the house, and that's how we have a rule.
The rule should be put a fucking blanket on yourself. Put a fucking blanket on yourself. And another thing, without air conditioning, the world is going to fucking go away.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but when you were a young kid, you didn't have air conditioning in your
house. I didn't,
and
now that I do, Frank, I don't want to fucking be without it.
Now, when you told me this, I was
a caged animal.
When you told me this, I was stupefied. I couldn't believe that somebody in this day and age, you didn't have air. You were like living in the fucking 1930s, for Christ's sake. How could you have lived without air condition?
Open a window, put a box fan on, just circulate the same hot fucking terrible air. You're sleeping there. You're sleeping on a bare mattress, just turning the pillow over every five fucking minutes. Just like it feels like you're being operated on, or a vulture's just picking at you. You're waiting to fucking rot. It's no way to sleep. I need to sleep in the cold. I need to have covers on. I gotta feel like I'm fucking freezing when I sleep. I can't operate. I would prefer to be cold than hot. But you apparently don't mind being charbroiled at the fucking whimsy of your of a cold family member. To me, that's illogical, Frank. It's an illogical plan that you've set in place. I can't be a part of it. But you know what? One thing that I want to say is that we're talking about your shoes. Your disgusting, terrible, horrible, really foul shoes and your awful feet.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned to me that you had a revelation with your shoes, something like that, or the odor.
Well, I think because my toe is rotting, I think that's causing the smell in the foot there.
Your toe is rotting.
Yes. It's rotting because it's got the athlete's feet.
Oh, so it has what?
The athlete's feet.
So you have athlete's feet.
Yeah, I got the athlete's feet, and I think it's you know, by being stuffed in the shoe, I think it's contributing to the odor.
The what, Frank? Why can't you speak normally? I don't understand. The odor? Are you from?
Because that's how I roll.
I'm gonna fucking stab you. So that's what you think the odor is from?
Yeah.
So you get a new pair of shoes. You have
it's okay for
foot.
A couple of weeks. Yeah. And then it starts over again.
Yeah. So you've noticed that you had athletes. Like you said this weeks and weeks ago, and I thought nothing of it because I guess when people get athlete's foot, they do something about it and it goes away. But
well,
you just
I've been putting Tenactin on it.
Yeah, but then what? And then you cover your foot up completely,
right?
In the germ chamber that is your disgusting bacteria shoe.
Yeah, and I think it was – and you even offered to buy me a pair of sandals.
I'll buy you a fucking pair of flip-flops. Just wear them around the house.
There's nothing gayer than when a guy wears flip-flops and you hear that little back sound hitting his fucking heel. No, it's a fucking gay thing.
I'm not asking you or suggesting that you wear them outside. For some reason, you have an issue with your own home that you need to wear shoes everywhere. Why don't you just elevate yourself from the filthy floor that you're afraid of? It's not filthy, by the way. You have a very clean house.
I need the shoes for support.
Get a good pair of fucking flip-flops and leave your feet exposed as you walk around your house. There's no issue with that. No one's going to judge you or call you gay for doing that. You're going to have athlete's foot until you die unless you fucking let it air out. Do you understand?
Yes.
And don't get the kind that goes between the toes that just set that blisters the fucking
skin. You know what I see a lot of people wearing, and I even see young kids wearing, they'll wear socks, but they'll wear like slip on like not flip flops, but slip on shoes where you can see the socks in the shoes.
Oh, built-in socks?
No. They wear socks, but they'll wear like shower shoes. You know, shower shoes or something.
Oh, like Crocs, something like that.
Well, when you say don't wear flip-flops, don't wear the ones that go between the toe, then what kind are you referring to?
Like a sandal.
Right. But people wear socks with a sandal.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. Like Asian people. Asians do that.
I'm not going to say that, they're but really, whatever.
I've seen 50 of them. I'm going to assume that's a collective trait.
But I've seen young people do this too, and it just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, whatever, Frank. Nothing makes sense to you. You need to wear fucking Double Dare shoes all the time. That's why your foot is rotting.
I mean, you wear Zip Z's Velcro brown sneakers.
I don't wear
Zip Z. You're coming on strong. Fast as you could be. Jump back, shout, and you make the zig Z. Get on the hack. Now zip. Zip's a big Z.
By the way, youtube.com/DJ New Style. You'll see my shoes. You'll see that they have no Velcro.
And
there is no Z.
We can also see the smelling of the shoe. Maybe we can take a quick break, too.
Oh, you want to take a break? You have to take a leak? Something like that?
I got to drain my snake. Ugh. See, I don't say lizard because a penis looks more like a snake than a lizard because a lizard has legs and a snake. A penis doesn't. Yeah.
So why don't you take care of your fucking nightcrawler? This is the DJ New Style show on HeroesTalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
After something. When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Heroes Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Heroes Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session. Yeah, this is Jack Francone, and you're listening to Jack Sessions, the world's first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. Thank you for coming tonight, everybody. All right, so tonight we got something a little different, a little special for you. It's kind of like our first sponsor. So I'm at the gym, you know, trying to keep fit, and I see this guy, and we get to talking, and it turns out that this dude is about as into jacking it as I am. We hit it off, and hey, this guy goes into his locker room, into his bag, he reaches in, and he pulls out his fucking iPod, and the goddamn thing is filled with episodes of this show. Can you fucking believe that? He goes to me, I got this great shit I use on my cock, and I figure your listeners could probably try it out when they're trying to spit seeds on their fucking mouse pads. I didn't ask what it was called, I didn't ask to see it, I look at the guy, he's a class act, I give him a handshake, then I wipe my fucking hands in some of that Purell shit, because apparently I forgot just what the fuck we were talking about for the last 15 minutes. And anyway, I told him I'd have him on. So without further ado, joining the show tonight is my new friend, Rich Lovesgick. How are you doing there, Rich?
Wow, I'm so good. I am so good.
That's great. That's great. Why don't you tell us about this lube you came up with?
It's unbelievable. It's so good. You guys have no idea. And the best part is that it's all natural. Okay? All natural. I make it from things that you find around the house, and it's biodegradable.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes. Basically, you glob a bunch in your hand, you slather it all on there, and slather it, and slather, and then it'll keep your penis greasy for about, like, 10, 15 minutes. Even in an asshole.
So this stuff has got uses beyond just jacking off and looking at broads.
I don't even use it for that.
So it's that fucking useful, huh? That's amazing. What is it called? What do you call it?
It's called your dad's ass.
What?
Your dad's ass. Make it out of turkey skin, gray flannel cologne, some cigar ashes, and other random poultry fats. It is the best lube not on the market. That's the tagline we're going with.
Your dad's ass.
Your dad's ass, yes. Yes, it feels and smells just like your dad's ass.
Well,
Well, I gotta say, first, thank you for having me on here to promote it. I'm really grateful. I'm hoping to get this thing off the ground and just hit it running, you know?
Yeah, well, great. Thanks. Thanks, Rich. Hey, where can some of the people that listen to this this fine podcast, where can they buy your dad's ass?
You can buy it right online, right on the web. My domain, my website is myfullname.com.
So it's richlovesgeek.com. You can go there and you
actually,
can...
Actually, it's pronounced Love's Cock.
Okay.
Again, thanks for having me on, and I'll see you at the gym. I'm totally going to get you a little container of your dad's ass for you to keep in the locker.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's all the time we got for Jack Sessions. I'm Jack Francone, and thank you for coming. I need a fucking new gym. I need a new gym with less queens.
The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. Get your friends to do the same. Join our Facebook fan page. Become fans. Become friends and followers. And
write
all
your
that.
Little name.
Why are you screaming?
I'm talking the way I was talking before.
Yeah. You write your little name. Yeah, you know what, Frank? I gotta talk to you about something. This is some serious fucking shit. And this is a long time coming here. About a week. Video conferencing, Frank? What do you know about it?
That there's nothing better than ICU 2.
Of course. Course! ICU 2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. This is the premier video chat platform. You can download it on your Windows PC. It's free to try. Simply go to ICU2.com and just download it, install it, and in minutes, seconds if you have a fast computer, you'll be face to face with people from any place. And you can stutter on there and laugh with the people on there. They don't judge you. They're fantastic. They're angels. Go in one of the trivia rooms, play a few games. Collect friends. Chat. Go to the meetups. They have a very, very active community over at ICU2. Frank, what's the website again?
It's ICU2, the number 2.
It's ICU and then the number 2.com. The 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Frank, let's just say I'm in Bangkok and I need to be face to face with somebody in Des Moines. What would I use to do this?
ICU 2.
Are there any limitations on the number of videos that I can watch at one time?
None whatsoever.
Of course not! They don't do that like these other fucks do. ICU 2 knows the fucking score. Go to ICU, the number 2.com. Download it today. It's free to try, you fuck. If you have a Mac, wait. There'll be a Mac version soon. Or just install Windows, you piece of shit. And install it there. ICU, the number 2.com.
Boobs?
Yeah. There might be boobs on there, Frank. There may be the occasional titty. Sometimes a vagina or an ass. If you're into peen, you may see peen.
God.
I'm sorry, what? Were you going to tell everybody about Best in Show on Thursday? 8 to 11?
No.
Bestinshowradio.com every Thursday night? You weren't going to say that? Because I just did.
No.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Frank? I'm sorry.
Did you ever write words on the calculator and put it upside down and see if they make any words?
Are we in seventh grade math? Is this what we're doing
right now?
Oh,
okay. Because somebody did that to me before just now and spelled the word boobs.
Yeah, and you never did that?
I've never seen that before.
You can do hello. There are other shell, hell. Yeah, you want to get really devilish, you just put fucking hell in and just show them that. It's fucking magical. This is terrible, Frank. Let's not discuss this, please.
Excuse me.
Why did you just do that?
I'm so sexy.
Oh, you know what, Frank? That's my line, by the way. I had to tell you, I'm sorry to do this as an aside, but I spoke to Ken Moorhead before the show. He's not going to be able to listen, but he wanted to. He told me, you know, thanks for your support and all that. You guys are the best. And he told me to give you his second best.
Okay.
He wanted to wish me his best and give you his second best. Like you're some kind of second class citizen.
So I get sloppy seconds, in other words.
You do.
Why isn't he listening anymore?
I don't know. He's busy. He's got economics tests to study for.
I see.
He's
a man. I thought it was going to that fucking Brokeback Barbecue bullshit.
You mean Cripple Creek Barbecue? Brokeback Barbecue. They're just using the sauces lube these days at Brokeback Barbecue. Just slip it between the crease. No, we're not Brokeback. It's Cripple Creek. Oh, and one thing here. I noticed that we had a bit of a feedback on last week's episode, Frank. It was episode 250. We got a little too arrogant, I guess, for some people. We attacked some very popular shows, and our buddy Boston Idol decided to point out that his favorite part of last week's episode, episode 250, was the fact that we opened up talking about how mainstream and safe other podcasts that are very popular are. But about an hour and a half in, we were discussing the nutritional value of lean cuisines.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, okay. Maybe we shouldn't have been as arrogant as we were. Anyway, I wanted to also say to you, Frank, that my hardwood floors are done. Did you see the video?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it does look
good.
Only
took 4 months.
A week. It took a fucking week. What are you talking about?
Well, it took 4 months for you to get them done. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you closed the end of December. It took four months.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I got it done. You know, thanks. You're a smug fuck. You know that? I'm telling you some really exciting news, and you just fucking shit all over it. You know, go fuck yourself.
They did
a fucking great job, Frank.
But did the estimate that they gave you, did they stick to that estimate or it costed more?
No, they stuck right to it. I gave the guy cash. He was on his way. This was an all-cash deal, Frank. I'm wondering.
I know why you did that.
I'm wondering if the government is going to get their cut of this job.
I know why you did that.
Why did I do that?
So you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, I have to pay tax? What are you talking? I mean, he told me a sum.
Oh, okay, whatever. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Am I going to pay taxes on something I'm buying? I mean, I'm assuming he factored in sales tax. The guy told me a sum and said that's the total for everything. So
okay,
I gave him that.
Fine.
No, do you really think you're getting me by this? If anything,
I don't want to get you in trouble.
If anything, you're getting the guy who's accepting the money in trouble.
Oh, well, don't say the name of his company then.
Well, I guess I can't do that now. Because they did such a great job. I'd love to plug them. But there were a couple things, Frank. I noticed that when I went I'm so satisfied with my floor, but I have to take a piss. I go in the bathroom. Right on top of the toilet was the smoke alarm. They removed the smoke alarm and never put it back up. So I'm like, oh, those fucking guys.
That would piss me off a little bit.
I'm getting a little pissed off. So I lift the lid up. Three fucking cigarette butts.
Excuse me?
Unflushed cigarette butts. Just
that's the same thing as raping up the ass.
Wait, hold on. How is that the same as being raped in the ass?
Because he's violating you.
First
of all, you don't put cigarette butts in somebody's tarlet.
Somebody's what?
Tarlet.
Wow.
He's saying that your stuff means shit, and he's putting cigarette butts in there. There's nothing more vile than cigarette butts.
That's true.
And not only that, but the guy smoked in your house.
He smoked in my house. Issue.
Absolutely.
That was the issue with me.
I
didn't give a fuck that they were in the bowl, but it was just evidence that I know he was smoking.
Right.
Now, you're thinking that because these butts, I guess, that were in his mouth were not some long FDR fucking filter, they were in his mouth, so you feel like I'm being raped by sitting on that toilet
because
now?
Because then what happens is if you go to the bathroom and you have a backsplash, some of his saliva may splash back into your asshole.
I didn't just shit on top of his fucking cigarette butts.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you.
I flushed. You really thought I would just go like?
Well, stuff like that doesn't bother you, so I wasn't sure.
So wait, hold on. Let me get a little bit of an insight here. No, because you think that I would have to shit on this because I went in there. Whenever you go in the bathroom, is it go time immediately? all pull out all the stops.
I had to make sure the toilet's clean.
Okay. So then why would you assume that I'm going to shit on top of this garbage?
Because you don't care about that kind of stuff.
No, I always flush. I need a clean pallet of water. I need a clean... Shut up, fuckface!
Let's get back to the smoking thing.
I'm talking to you right now, and you're cutting me off. Do you understand that?
All right, yeah, tell us your words of wisdom.
You bald motherfucker. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to punch you in the stomach until you fucking puke up every last fucking... all 4,500 calories that you ate on the mysterious food blog you refused to post. I think you had a collection of food that you didn't want to post, so you had a backlog, and then you eventually just stopped. What I was going to say, fuckface, is that I need a clean pallet of water to shit into because I might photograph it. I don't want people to be confused that I'm eating fucking cigarette butts. So I have to have a clean pallet. That's what I was saying, and then you fucking cut me off. Now it sounds like I'm a big asshole, and there's nothing to it, and you're going to add nothing, because you had some fucking point you wanted to bring up. So go ahead, Frank.
Are you done now?
Let's hear your cunning dialogue.
No, I wanted to get back to the smoking in your house conversation. Did you, are you sorry that you didn't tell him that there's no smoking allowed?
No, I'm not sorry, because, I mean... Here's the thing. You're not going to fucking smell the smoke because the smell of the floor is so overwhelming.
Right.
When you get it refinished, you smell varnish and lacquer for like a
week.
Which
is a great smell.
It is. At first, it's a little overpowering, but right now, it's at that perfect level of like, okay, I remember making a spice rack in fucking Woodshop and having a lacquer fight with Lil Jimmy Rhodes. Like, that was a fun time. And that reminds me of that. When I walk in through the front door. But, yeah, I didn't want the guy smoking in there, but, you know, it's no big deal. To you, now, this would be a huge offense, though.
When you open up your house to the public, will you allow people to smoke in the house?
Wait, when am I opening my house up to the public? Am I going to be elected president and now it's going to be my fucking presidential library and people
go... No.
Open it to the fucking public?
When you have your housewarming party.
Open your house to the fucking public.
Listen to me. Will you let people smoke in your house? That's what I'm asking you.
No. Never. That's not what I... No, I don't want that. But this guy, I guess what you're getting at is this guy did this without me consenting, so yeah, that's kind of like rape.
So you weren't home when he was doing this, correct? Or you weren't at the house, correct?
No, what was I, helping?
When I first moved into my house, we had some electrical work done, and the house was vacant, and we hadn't moved in yet. And these people just decided to have a fucking piss party all over my house because it was fucking piss all over the fucking rim of the – everywhere there was fucking piss on the floor like a bunch of fucking
animals. You know what? There were some droplets all around the bowl.
Oh, man.
But I just cleaned them up. I didn't care. Tile cleans easy. That's what I say. That's my – whenever I see some wetness on tile, just wipe it up. It's not going to stay. It'll go away.
And
with
you still
one
haven't changed the toilet bowl seats.
No, I haven't. I need to do that. It's getting pretty gross because now I'm seeing like the worn out marks right at the apex of the oval where your hand would go if you're a woman, and it's all scraped up down to the bare wood. So I'm thinking she had a ring on when she was drying herself off.
The first thing that you do when you buy a house, if you're not going to change the toilet bowls themselves, is you change the toilet bowl seat. How you could use the same toilet bowl seat is unconscionable.
I do it in public toilets, so. I probably shared a toilet seat with someone far worse than the previous owners. That's the way I look at it. And I'm going to buy the seats, you know, eventually. And I guess the first thing you would do is that if you're very motivated. And I thought, like, okay, I'm going to do that definitely. But then I had to take a shit, so I just dealt with it. And now I figure since I've already taken a shit while on the seat, it's probably not that bad, and I'll get to it when I get to it. that's kind of where I'm at with this. But, Frank, that's not all the people did. They left some of their, equipment. I don't know if this qualifies as equipment, but I went downstairs. I was marveling over the job they did, and hanging on the door, Frank... naturally, when you sand wood and you use a lot of varnish, you're going to want to protect your respiratory system. So they had one of those masks hanging on the door that they were breathing into and all that. And I want to know what you would do. You walk down the stairs, you see this hanging on a doorknob. What is your course of action now? You see the little mask that was on the guy's face while he was cleaning.
I would get surgical gloves and discard of it properly. I'd be aggravated and pissed off, but what can you do?
What I did is I got very curious because I know what they look like after using them, and I wanted to see just how terrible it was. So I picked it up off the doorknob, and I looked at it, and it looked like there was nicotine spit and just brown circular stains.
Why'd you look inside of it?
I had to see. I got very curious. I looked at mine. Sometimes there's like little blood and shit. I just had to see how bad it was, and I threw it out. But you know, it was still pretty gross. But all in all, that's not really a bad thing. You hear some horror stories when you hire, you know, contractors on a whim. You know, like maybe they shit in a bucket and leave it there, or something like that, or they piss or jerk off in your yard or something like that. I would say that what happened to my place, I accept. That's a small price to pay.
Yeah. The house I lived in before this house, they were doing work in the people who lived in back of us, and some guy they had a shed, so he went behind the shed, which is visible to me because their back of the shed is where I see the back of the shed, and some guy took a squirt behind their shed, which I could see.
You saw him pissing?
Yes, he took a squirt, I guess because he couldn't get in the house or whatever.
Let me ask you, did he have a nice piece?
I didn't look, but I just went
out to my... You saw him.
I said, I have small children here. Why would you do something like that?
And what did he do? Did he stop?
He didn't speak English.
So he didn't stop?
No, he just kept going and smiled when he looked at me.
He probably thought you were asking if you could help. I had an incident with some, let's say, non-English speakers this morning. I was walking the dog, and I was alerted that I should turn back and go back home the way I came because there was a bear in someone's property, like just up a few feet. They said it's a very large bear. They're calling the cops, blah, blah, blah. Turn around, go home. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Cut the walk short. I start walking home, and it goes around. The point where the bear was at, it curves around. So now where I am is a straight run to where they said the fucking bear was. So I'm a little nervous walking, you know, back home. And I see that the house here, there's just, you know, Spaniards raking leaves and picking shit out of shrubs at this house that I know the person. It's not his house, so he's a hired worker. So I figure, like, I'm like, well, these people probably don't have any fucking clue. They're going to look up. They're going to, maybe they'll see a fucking bear just roll up on them and, you know, that'd be fucking terrible. So I debate with myself, should I fucking tell these people? Now, Frank, if you're in this position, you see that there's a bear, you know there's a bear within 20 to maybe 50, let's say 50 feet of these people that don't know about it. Would you let them
know?
Does
it involve you walking at all?
I was able, where I was, I could shout to them.
Okay.
I could bring it to their attention just by turning.
If you could stay in the spot that you're in when you learned of what's going on, then it's okay. But if you have to walk across the street, I wouldn't even bother.
They were across the street, but it's a very narrow street.
Yeah.
And they were right at the edge of the yard. So I told them, I said, hey, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but keep your eyes open. There's a bear right down there. And the guy just looked at me with no expression. And so I don't know if now he knows English or what. So I
doesn't matter.
I made a fucking impersonation of what I thought a bear would be. I stood up really straight and went, bear, and he looked at me and he muttered some Spanish to his other fucking helper. And then they just went and they waved at me and I walked.
You do, yeah. First of all, you did nothing but embarrass yourself.
I didn't know. I wanted to fucking help. I didn't want these poor fucks to be mauled by a goddamn bear, you know, so they can make $15 to clean out this guy's fucking hedges. I felt, you know, bad for him.
Did they ever find the bear?
I don't think they did. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
It's Sheepy. Hi.
Sheepy, what's going on?
I have had bear training because I work for the state.
Okay.
I've had bear training. There's nothing you can do.
What does bear training entail? Like, hold on. Wait, Sheepy. By having bear training, what does that give you that I don't have without bear training?
I had a packet and I got an official certificate that said I completed it.
Do you wear a red wrestling outfit and have a mohawk and have lots of scars over you as you fight in a 16-bit fighting tournament?
No. Excuse me. We need bear training because I work in a state park, and we have bears who come in and out of the park. And there's nothing you can do except for just be there.
Well, let's say you're walking and a bear rolls up on you. What do you do?
Keep going.
Just keep going?
Yeah, because...
You're going to cross the bear's fucking...
Have you got a certificate for this?
Yeah, you sat in a class to learn just keep going.
No, because...
That was the thinnest textbook ever.
If you stop, the bear thinks that you're someone trying to be a threat. Because how bears, start to provoke each other, they just stop, they stare at each other, and then they make a scene, they snarl or something, and then they'll charge each other.
I'm a little embarrassed to fucking admit this, but I watched an episode of Man vs. Wild where he was in a place where there were bears. And what he did was he would take out something jangly like a bell or keys, walk around, make a lot of noise, and go, "Yo, bear! Yo, bear! Yo!" As I'm turning back, I'm shaking the shit out of my keys, yo, "Yo, bear! Yo, bear! Yo, bear!" And then maybe that's why the Spaniards didn't really think much of what I had to say.
Well, you see, that guy's name is Bear, so maybe he was calling himself.
He's very arrogant, and he just wants to hear his own echo. All right, Sheepy, I'm sorry, I don't have fucking bear training. All right? Go frame your certificate.
Damn it.
Yeah. Park Ranger Sheepy knows just what the fuck to do. Keep walking.
I don't know. There are no park rangers in New Jersey. They're all park police.
Oh, well, excuse me. Oh, thank you very much for setting us right, Sheepy. I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
I'm having a new style show, putting down park workers.
Yeah.
And all that.
I was trying to save someone who could be doing a park worker's job. Do you understand that? These people are getting paid.
There's no Mexicans in my park.
They may as well be. I'm sorry. Are there leaves? Do you ever have to remove leaves and twigs? Do you ever have to clean up a garden bed? That's what I thought, Sheepy. You're going to be out of a job once they fucking are aware of bears.
You know, they need to have a certificate to prove their legality. That's why I'm safe from Mexicans.
I'll tell them the magic secret word. Keep going. Anyway, Sheepy, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you. While I'm on embarrassing things, Frank... While I'm on embarrassing things and unfinished business, I guess we could talk about. I mentioned that I would be going to the Rachel Ray show to be part of the studio audience. I mentioned that a while back, and
And you missed the boat.
Yeah, well, it happened, Frank.
Excuse me.
No. It happened. Amanda was able to secure tickets again.
Now, who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend, by the way. And her initial intent was to go with my mom and my sister, but they couldn't make it, so she was stuck and needed someone to go.
Oof.
So I agreed to go with her because, you know, the first time we missed it and she was upset. She was very fortunate to get tickets again very quickly, and I wanted to make it up to her. So I went, Frank. We went. I'm sorry. What's going on? Why are you groaning?
A gayer show I cannot think of. You went to the Rachel Ray show.
What about the one you told me you were a fan of, the Wendy Williams show?
I didn't say I was a fan, my friend. Hmm. I just said I respect her for the fact that she tells it like it is.
I guess I mistakenly read your TiVo cue. I'm sorry that there were 16 episodes of the Wendy Williams show.
I don't have TiVo, my friend.
You have a DVR, whatever the fuck
it's
called.
That's not TiVo.
Same fucking thing to me. And I know what I saw, Wendy Williams. And when I said, Donna, you watched the Wendy Williams show? She goes, who? So who else is it going to be? Right, Luke?
Listen to me.
I don't think so.
Let's slow down a little
anyway,
bit.
Anyway, so
you went to the Rachel Ray show.
I did.
And you were excited about it.
No, I was not. Frank, I was fucking miserable. I didn't want to go. And I'd love to tell you I had a fucking blast, but I didn't. I'm not into the show. And the thing is, it's a TV taping. They do shots of the crowd. I didn't want to be in the fucking recording, but I had to go. So, Frank, I employed one of your age-old strategies that you like to call the puss on your face.
The strategy. Sour puss.
Yes. I sat there with a stone face the entire time. The entire time, Frank. From pillar to post while on the goddamn line while to being ushered out of the place when the show was over. Stone face. The only time I almost cracked laughing was when I thought about, oh my god, I'm doing Frank's fucking stone face thing. And I pictured you doing this in the company of your family.
At the table, at the kitchen table.
Yeah, and the only time I would ever do it is being dragged to something I don't want to be a part of.
Right.
But my goal in doing this is not to show disapproval to Amanda and make her feel bad for inviting me. It's to make me an unattractive piece of video to be included in the edit of the show.
The reason you did that is because you wanted to make yourself less gay. Because if you sat there with a smile on your face and having a good old time, you would have been gay. But by sitting there stone-faced with a puss on, you're saying to yourself, you know what? Yep. I'm a man. I'm not enjoying this.
Frank, there weren't many guys in the audience. Okay? You know what I'm saying? There isn't a big male audience for the Rachel Ray show. And there's an even smaller percentage of males that would actually attend the show. The ones that did were with women. And there were three.
So you counted how many men there were.
I looked. There were three. And Frank, wouldn't you know, they sat one right next to me. So now you know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Now you know what that means, right? As soon as I realize it, before everything, we get settled in, the guy looks over at me, and you would think that a bear was standing in front of him, and he hadn't read the Just Keep Walking chapter that Sheepy read. He had a fucking look of horror on his face. And then I realized, oh my god, they could zoom in on us and people could fucking reasonably assume that we're a fucking couple at this goddamn show. So, without word, he went all the way over to his other side, leaning into the seat next to him. I leaned all the way my other side. Notable gap, obviously not together.
Now, did any of the men acknowledge and say to each other, god, I can't believe we're here?
Yeah.
I mean, did you see?
No, yeah? No. You kind of looked, and it's like, this is not good. What we're doing is not good. This is not the norm. This isn't accepted. And now Frank, they want people to clap. They want people to be excited. Have you ever been a part of a studio audience?
Yes, I have.
What are some of the shows that you've been
I
part of?
Saw a little program called The Late Show with David Letterman.
Very nice. Very nice. I would love to have seen that. But, however, I had to see Rachel Ray and be prodded to ooh and ah whenever a fucking handbag was held up. Ooh! A fucking handbag!
Now, let's get a little behind the scenes. You said that Miss Ray was not a very personable individual. Isn't that correct?
So we're all seated, and now we're in the company of the open guy, the warm-up guy, the comedian who has to warm up the crowd. That's the guy keeping us company because she's backstage doing what she does. And this guy is telling every fucking terrible joke you've ever said while trying to be funny. Just hack fucking Catskills joke after Catskills joke. I was waiting for him to spin a fucking cane and tug at his collar and go, whoa. Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And that made it even easier, which again reminded me of you, where you said that you pride yourself in your ability to not laugh at a comedian.
Right, right. I could not laugh at anybody.
Yeah. So I sat there, and as with every terrible joke, I became more and more made of stone. My non-expression became a frown.
Did you feel bad for this guy?
No.
That you were doing this
fuck
to him?
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Those are fighting words, my friend.
Yeah, fuck him. And so eventually, Rachel Ray comes out. And
oh, good.
She's got her head in her prep cards, and she's reading all this shit. And the stand-up guy stops his shitty routine and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Rachel Ray." And she doesn't even fucking look up, doesn't wave,
what?
Has a fucking scowl on her fucking face.
She didn't come into the audience and say hello and smile and everything?
No, she didn't say, she didn't even look up, nothing. People, like, didn't know whether to clap because she didn't look up. She had a fucking scowl on her face. She looked like she, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, the cameras are on. Ah! We can't talk about fucking handbags!
What a fucking phone.
Cameras off. Instant fucking puss on her face. Just a fucking miserable bitch. And so, my endeavor to remain a statue, an unsmiling, unhappy fucking slug in a seat leaning to the left, just so as to not be forced into a gay couple. It so well. It went so fucking well, Frank, that during maybe one of the two breaks, the warm-up guy was forced to stop addressing and going along all the women. Oh, you know how those guys are, ladies. Yeah, you know? Oh, you spent years faking it, so what's just one more minute? Yeah, enough of that. He decides, well, there are a few guys here. Let me address the guys. Guys, you having a good time? So, like, he starts looking right at me. I nod with a frown, and he goes, well, maybe you could clap a little then. Why don't you try laughing a little bit?
He was directing that exactly at you.
So now, even then, I'm filled with pride now. Not angry. I'm so fucking ecstatic that this guy notices that I am being a fucking miserable asshole, that I became more and more miserable. I don't know if you know this, Frank, but Rachel Ray has a snack of the day. Everybody gets their own bag of fucking snacks. Some fucking shit out of a vending machine in California. Whatever the fuck it was. They gave us our bag of snacks. I am so fucking dedicated to being miserable, I found a way to frown while eating fucking flavorful popcorn. I'm eating and... fucking... just huffing and puffing. Oh, I was in my fucking glory. So, as we're walking out with some shitty book... Some fucking book about how to eat thin that I'll give you if you want to read it and maybe lose the weight by June. I believe it was called The Hungry Girl's Snack Guide or some shit. I don't fucking know. As we're leaving with that, I turn to a man. I go, oh, man, did you hear? That guy fucking yelled at me. This is so great. There's no way I'm going to be in any of this. I had such a fucking sourpuss on. She's like, yeah, no, you kind of ruined it for me. Fucking ruined it for you. Whatever. I had a fucking blast. I had a great time ruining everybody's fucking time at that. And you know what, Frank? I highly recommend it. If you're ever dragged to something, just do what Frank does. Let everybody know that you're having a fucking awful time by not smiling, laughing, clapping, or whatever. Oh, by the way, I did, Frank, I must admit, you wouldn't have done this, but I did clap. Very, very suddenly, very unenthusiastically. When I got sassed by the warm-up guy, oh, that went out the door. Now he's raising his hand up so people will clap, and I'm not even moving my arms. I'm slouched in my seat and fucking just sneering and eating my popcorn and my fucking snacks and just looking like an asshole. That's what I decided to do, Frank. But no, you went to some cool shows.
Yeah, I saw a cool show, a man show.
Well, I found out today that Amanda has put in from... Amanda told me that she was very unhappy with Rachel Ray after seeing how she treated the crowd.
Sure, absolutely.
And watching, like, an episode with, like, Steve Carell and fucking Jennifer Love Hewitt. We had shit... I didn't know who any of the fucking guests are. I guess some fucking foreign broad from some haircutting show was on there. And we were supposed to be really impressed because they she sold a line of fucking handbags or something. And that was it. And they had some woman with some book that I would never read or be aware of. And so Amanda's looking at the great guests that she wasn't on or didn't get to see, and she has decided to put in for more fucking Rachel Ray tickets.
Oh, my God.
So I told her, I'm like, "What? You know what? I don't want to go with you. I don't want to go with you to this shit." She goes, "So you're going to make me go alone?"
You want me to go with her?
Yeah, would you, Frank?
No.
Oh, fuck. Maybe Donna?
Sure, she likes Rachel Ray.
Hmm. She's a woman, right? Of course.
Yeah, she's...
Women are entertained by fucking nothing. Just, oh, let's talk about salads and handbags! You know, it's not always the case, but it's just these fucking shows, these fucking hens, just, applauding. They, you know, they didn't have to be told to applaud. They legitimately applauded someone holding up a fucking pocketbook. Deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. And Frank, if I go, and if it's the same warm-up guy, which it probably is, I'm going to be staring him down and frowning, not moving the entire time until he says something to me. And I'm going to, and whenever he says something to me, I'm going to say, I was dragged here.
You're a rebel.
I was dragged here. I want to be removed. My goal is to be removed from the audience. Let him have somebody who's waiting up. What I couldn't figure out is there were people waiting that didn't have tickets. Like, extra people wanted to be a part of this. I had a ticket. I it was like the worst fate I could fucking ever have happen to me. And there are people like, are there any extra spots? I'd love to see the show. Oh, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that being something that really fucking entertains you. God damn. Well, I'm sorry to go off on that tangent, Frank. I just get very passionate about this. So you could take you and your fucking teacup dogs, cuddle up and see if my taping hits the air. I don't even know if it ever did.
There's no such thing as teacup dogs.
What are you talking about? You have teacup fucking Maltese dogs. Those two little small fucking...
No, they're not.
A small dog is a teacup dog, right?
No. There's no such... A teacup dog is something that people advertise in order to sell a dog. There's no such thing as a teacup dog. They just keep breeding the runts.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
So these little tiny...
Whenever you see some advertised teacup, never get it because these dogs are sickly. They have fragile bones, and they're not. They just keep. They're usually premature dogs, and they just keep breeding them and breeding them. Never get a teacup dog. Never.
This just in: I've been offered Daily Show tickets for June. I've been offered Daily Show tickets for June, and if I can go, I will go.
See, the problem with the Daily Show, it's a half hour, so you're going to travel all this distance to sit for fucking a half hour.
But they probably tape more than one episode.
I don't know.
Well, okay, maybe. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Whenever I went,
and you know what? It's not like it's a big fucking deal to drive, Frank. And you can't get lost. You have the GPS. You just fucking plug
You know what? I've been. You know what? I have something called an internet phone. Are you aware of this?
I'm sorry. What?
The internet phone.
Are you sure that the I stands for internet?
Duh. Whenever there's an I before something, it's always internet, and then the thing.
Oh, it's definitely not intelligent. I actually don't know what the I stands for. I don't know if it's internet, but it's just that Apple puts I in front of everything.
Right.
But they don't call it an internet phone. They call it an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. An iPhone has a what's called a GPS, a geographic positioning system.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty impressed that I know that, right?
Well, it's global positioning system.
Oh, I apologize.
So you didn't know it, so fuck you.
Okay.
So use it and you never get lost.
People put me down for utilizing something called Hagstrom Maps. This bitch bar puts me down for using Hagstrom Maps. So I figure if I have an iPhone, it has a GPS application on it. It's already installed on it. So I've been utilizing that.
Okay.
But by utilizing that, I'm becoming dumber and stupider because I'm forgetting where I'm forgetting things.
Wait. You think you're becoming stupider because you're using GPS?
Right.
And because you don't know where you're going, you have to use the GPS, so you think you're becoming stupider.
Right. I'm forgetting how to get to places because I'm relying too much on the GPS.
Hey, Frank, if you're relying on a map, you don't know where the fuck you're going.
No, but what I'm saying is when you have a Hagstrom map, it gives you you have to figure out how to get from point A to point B. But with a GPS, you put, you know, I want to get to this place from here, hit route, directions, and it gives you everything. You know, it tells you step by step. But it's like you're on automatic pilot, and I don't like that because it makes you dumber. It doesn't make you learn the routes. GPS is nothing but – But
it's an idiot box. You sit there, it rots your brain.
It really does. It made me forget how to get to places that I've already known how to get to because I was relying too much on it. Oh. I will never utilize GPS.
Wait, you're forgetting places you already knew how to get to.
Yes.
How the fuck is that possible?
Because I was using the GPS.
So you think the GPS is making you stupid, Frank? Or is it the fact that you've refused to learn anything new? Ever? Is that what it is? You learn something, and then that's what you do forever, and then the pattern is your method of maintaining that knowledge, and the minute you break that pattern, you forget it? Is that what you're saying? Because you use the map all the time, now you know where you're going, that's your pattern. Right. You step outside the bounds
of
that,
let me tell you a brief history of myself, okay? When I was a young child, I have many fears, but the fear I had as a child is I had a fear of getting lost. I had a fear of getting lost and not knowing how to get back home. I was terrible with directions. I couldn't get from point A to point B. I'd get lost going in a circle.
Did you ever get lost in a mall?
Of course. And as a kid,
yeah.
you, it's the scariest thing in
you
the fucking world.
You go and you tap a stranger on the back and call him dad, man. Or you call her mom, and they turn around and it's like some fucking, like a just snarled, dirty person that you've never seen before, just looking like, what is this?
There's
fucking filthy kid.
There's no more of an empty feeling when you're lost in a store and you can't find your parents. There's no more of an empty feeling.
Here's how that sounds like in a kid's head when the minute that person they thought was their parent turns around and it's not them. Boo.
That's it.
It just hits you. You can hear your blood just pump. And it's like, oh my God, where's my dad? 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 And then you look around and they're either they're legitimately gone or they're off in the distance looking at you and fucking laughing that you're lost and afraid.
The reason I had the fear was because not so much that I couldn't find my parents, but because I wouldn't know how to get back home if I couldn't find my parents because I had terrible direction.
I got to say something. Your buddy Pat from Runaki, my friend Pat from Runaki, he writes in the Pal Talk room, Frank's mother had a fear that you'd find your way home.
Well, what my parents would do, and these are some of the mind games my mother would play on me, they would actually sometimes hide on purpose.
Well, maybe he's right then. Maybe Pat's right.
Well, they would like I'd be with my mother, and then she says, "Do you want to go with your father?" So I'd turn to my father, he'd be gone. Then I'd turn back to my mother, and she'd be gone. You see what I'm saying?
That's not a very friendly thing to do.
Well, I mean, they obviously they could see me. They didn't go far. And then they would just pop up in Iraq and say boo or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
it would all stem from you don't want to look at clothes. You're going to go and fuck around with the little notches on the hangers, take the little fucking hangers off. And
then you're looking everywhere for your parents and it's just empty.
Where'd they go?
There could be a million people in the store and it's just empty because you can't find your parents.
Dude.
So what I did was I accomplished something, and I'm very proud of it. I mastered the skill of learning how to read a map.
Wow, that you can now read a map and find your way out of anything.
Right. I have no fear. I used to have a fear of getting lost when I would drive too. I used to have a fear of getting lost and not being able to get back home. I would have a fear that I'd get lost. Like I'd be driving in Jersey and I'd have a fear I'd get lost and accidentally go to the Lincoln Tunnel and get stuck in New York or something. That's how I had the biggest – I had a fear that I'd take the wrong turn and get stuck in New York or something.
Get stuck in New York.
Right.
You're going to be trapped there forever.
Right.
Never find your way out.
Right. So I mastered the skill of reading a map.
Mastered.
And I would study the map, and now I have no fear of going anywhere. So what I did was by now relying on the GPS, it's making me feel like a kid again because I'm getting lost like I didn't before.
But I don't understand why you'd have that fear of ending up in a gigantic city where
because
there's tons
when,
to
when
do.
When you're using the GPS, it's like you're in a tunnel. It's like you're in a tunnel and you cannot see. It's like you're in a very narrow tunnel. It's like a dark tunnel, and you're just relying on what's in the GPS, okay? But I want wide open space, and that's why I need a map. But I'm proud of myself for accomplishing that.
You know what, Frank? Listen. Oh my God! Look at this. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What is this? Something's popping up on my screen. I don't know what the hell this is, Frank. What does this mean?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I know what that
Germ Freak Radio presents.
Is it gay?
Oh my God, why didn't I figure this out before? This is the part of the show where Frank is presented with something and doesn't know if these actions or these things are gay. Frank, today's installment, something I thought of this happens from time to time. Maybe not as much as you might think it happens. But Frank, we live in a very, very digital online world. There are a lot of media out there. There's lots of things to share very, very easily. Is it gay to recommend pornography? I'm sorry. To recommend porno that you find hot, that isn't jokey or gruesome or disgusting, to a friend of the same sex?
Okay. Let me just stop you for a second. I don't want people to get confused with we didn't is it gay where is it gay for two guys to watch porno together.
No. This is recommend.
Oh, I know. I just want to clarify. This isn't the same question that we're asking. Yes, we know that's gay for two men to watch porno together.
Yes.
But is it gay now for one man to recommend a pornographic clip to another man?
Now think about it, Frank. This day and age, 2010, how would you recommend a segment of pornography, as you like to say, to somebody? Maybe they go to a website, they find a great clip, and they say, hey, you gotta check this out. This shit is fucking hot.
Right. See, right? When you say the word hot, it makes it gay. Because I know you're over there working yourself into a fucking lather.
Oh, so a guy using the word hot to another guy is gay.
I think it's a little gay.
It makes the whole situation gay.
Yes.
So, and that's...
Because you're saying it with such verve.
Hot.
Yes, that's
so fucking hot. And yes, it's not even joking.
See? You're saying with too much verve.
Verve. Okay, so if I were to say, hey, Frank, you got to see this fucking clip.
That's okay.
And I sent you a picture of someone being teabagged.
Oh.
That's now, jokey, say, though. That's kind of jokey.
I think there's a fine line between sending somebody a picture as opposed to a video. I don't think a picture is so bad.
Oh, so I find a really hot picture of a chick's ass, and I'm like, Frank, you got to see this. This is the best ass of 2010. I sent it to you. Just a picture. That's not
gay. If you
gay.
Say it like that, I think it's okay. If you say to me, Ken, this is so fucking hot, you got to see this. I'm a little turned off by it.
Well, you know what it is? Now I'm. Why would you share it and say it like that? What's your motive? You are trying to put Frank in a state of arousal when exactly. You say that? There are people that do this all the time. They fucking find a clip that they, this is what exactly what does it for them, and now they feel like, oh, I gotta get this out there to people. There are people that do this. So the verdict on this, Frank, it's how you say it.
It's how you convey the pornography. It's how you convey it. If you're over enthusiastic,
Frank, you gotta see this fucking double
that's
angle.
Gay.
Double
that's
anal.
Gay. You have to be matter of fact about it. You have
Frank,
to be like, hey,
no,
dude,
Frank,
check this out, man.
I jerked off to this thing yesterday. You gotta check it out. No, is that bad? I just said
that's
a matter
bad
of fact.
Because I don't want to know what you're doing with it.
So if you are made aware that I masturbated to this clip, it makes it gay for you.
Yes. No matter how you say it.
Yo, Frank, I just popped one on the monitor this yesterday. You gotta see this.
See, that's no good. That's no good.
Okay. Frank, check this clip out. It's great.
Good.
I jerked off to it yesterday.
Not good.
Okay. All right. I see how it works. Just for the record, I don't want you sending me porn clips that you
I've
enjoy.
I've never sent you porn clips.
No, this is to everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't watch porn. You say you don't watch porn. I know you do. I know you do on the DL. You have that fucking horse porn that you watch.
Get the fuck out.
These whores have fucking fake horse tails shoved into their asshole. Wearing saddles and shit. Jumping over fucking hedge fences. Oh, gosh. No, Frank, I gotta say, you weren't so much into the weight talk today, and I apologize for that. But I have to let you know that it is time for you to get the scale!
All right, hold on a second.
This is Germ Freak's 10th weigh-in in his goal of 20 by 40. You see, he'll be turning 40 years old in June, and his goal is to lose 40. I'm sorry, not 40. Because he said 40, but what he really means is 20. Original goal, 40. Too much for Frank. Shift it down to 20. Still a little too much for Frank. But that's what he wants to do. He started off at 216, then ballooned to 220, 221, back down to 220, down to 216, whoop, to 223. down to 216, up to 225, the heaviest he's ever been, where he was a fucking pear. Last week, he weighed in 219. Frank, do you have the scale?
Yeah. Yes, I have the scale, and we have a guest commentator today.
So you are not going to be disrobing this time.
I cannot be disrobing.
This might work against you. Because
it may work against
times,
but I'm willing to take that risk.
Previous times you had your disgusting, sweaty sleep shirts removed, and now you're wearing one.
Yes. So, like I said, we have a guest commentator.
You're risking it? Our guest commentator for today is
none other than Barb.
Yeah! Barb will be weighing Frank, and there will be a picture posted of the scale for our 10th weigh-in. Frank, you know, it's almost 50 days here. Hopefully you've lost some weight from 219. We have a lot of guesses going in. Goatweed says 225. Ed McGrath says 222.
Remember, I have clothes
FM
on.
FM Jeff says 220.
Now, Ken,
no,
I
we
have
will
clothes
not be...
on, so you have to subtract pounds for the clothes.
5 pounds for clothes.
At least 2 pounds. Would
Frank,
you say that?
You're not a fucking...
1 pound? You got to give me 1 pound.
You're not a medieval footman. We're not taking anything off.
I'm saying 1 pound.
As you are. As you step on the scale, that's the fucking weight.
All right. We're ready for the verdict.
Okay. Now, hold on. There are a lot of guesses going on. Steve LaLarpa says 218. Sheep Lover says 216. A lot of people in your corner here. There are some cruel motherfuckers that are saying 229, like Tim, Green Ninja. Keith F.U., as you said 224 plus 7 pounds for clothes. Jesus Christ. And Kev Whiplash says E to the 2.4. Just really hammering home that joke I fumbled earlier. So Frank, all right, and our guest Barb.
Barb, will you please reveal my weight?
219 pounds.
219 pounds! He stayed the same! He basically did nothing!
Thank you!
He didn't do a thing!
It's better than going up!
FM Jeff, 1 pound off. Steve the LARPer, 1 pound off.
Did anybody say 219?
You know, I'm looking. Steve the LARPer was the closest because Jeff overbid. Steve the LARPer, you won the weigh-in! Congratulations, you get nothing. Go plant your tomatoes and blog about them. Thank you. So, 219, Frank, you didn't go up, and you did not disrobe. You have to believe that maybe you lost something. How do you feel
about
that?
And it was Easter, don't forget.
Well, I mean, Easter, what did you really eat?
Well, I had some balls.
What? I'm sorry, what did you have?
I ate some balls, obviously.
You ate balls?
Yeah.
How were they served?
I opened them up and ate them.
You opened them up, you pulled it apart and just fucking reached in and ate them?
I just took a bite and swallowed them whole.
Hmm. Did you roll them around your tongue first and say, so big?
Hi-ho! Give it to me, baby! Yeah!
Why are you saying give it to you when that was my funny line? No, fuck.
Yeah, no, I had some chocolate balls for Easter. Okay. And listen, I'm not going to deny it. I had some Peeps. I'm not going to deny it.
You ate Peeps? You really enjoy the Peeps?
I love them!
I hate Peeps. I think Peeps and the Cadbury eggs are disgusting. The number one Easter candy, chocolate-covered peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter eggs.
They're
Reese's peanut butter eggs, number one.
Not
you
bad.
Can't fucking beat them. Sorry. Ugh. Anyway, Frank, so you ate chocolate, you gorged yourself, and you stayed at a stout.
I didn't gorge myself. I had some balls, and
you
I had some
you said you had balls all over your lips and tongue
no,
and shit.
I had some balls and some Peeps. That's pretty much it. And I did have a piece of apple pie.
And you also told me you... No, I'm not going to. I was gonna put in a cock reference, but I couldn't. Anyway, Frank, congratulations. You didn't lose. You didn't lose weight. I guarantee that you're going to be posting a picture of your scale on Twitter at twitter.com/thegermfreak. And you can see those on our blog on Tumblr, djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com. So, Frank, I got to say that's a very, very good thing.
Thank you.
I bet you're going to be eating with a little more pride now. You're going to really be using all your manners, counting on all the spoons and forks and eating very politely with the fork.
Yeah.
Do you when you
eat? Nah, listen. When you eat like a human.
What do you mean like a human?
I hold the fork the right way. I know you're. I know I've seen you eat it. You eat the fucking with the fork backwards, like you're fucking taking a leaf of a fucking artichoke.
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm doing it backwards. When I go and I here's what I do, and you tell me why I'm fucked up. When I reach for a bite of food with my fork, I take it and I put it so that the back of the fork is facing the person in front of me. Get the food and eat it normal. What's the problem? That's what you do.
You're eating backwards is what you're eating. You're eating backwards.
You're subtly telling the person in front of you that you don't want to kill them with the fork. That's what it is. Because in the early days of forks and knives, they were fucking weapons. You're eating with pitchforks and swords. So you didn't want to risk anybody's fucking life. Why do you hate that so much?
You see it a lot in movies, and it just seems like people are trying to be too proper, and it just seems a little fake, you know. But whatever. Hey, listen.
Why do you hate it so much?
As long as you don't choke on it, that's the most important thing. Mm. I don't like because it's very pretentious when you eat like that.
So you don't like people that eat with manners?
Well,
does it matter about the place? Does it matter where you like? If you're at a diner and someone starts putting a napkin on their lap, and they you know slice everything and they reach for it and they do table manners matter at a diner or Fridays or whatever?
I don't know. I just won't use a cake fork for a regular.
Am
fork.
I keeping you from something? Why the fuck? Everything I say to you, God.
No. I've been holding my bladder in. I had a 12-ounce Diet Pepsi, and I'm.
Why didn't you piss during the break?
I did, but I had the Pepsi afterwards.
Then why do you keep drinking Diet Pepsi? Jeff told you it would give you fucking cancer and dementia.
What?
It's bad for you. It's gonna rot your fucking brain. You'll be twitching in your fucking desk chair like Michael J. Fox. Why are you silent now?
I'm trying to stay still.
Are you really checking yourself that you're not twitching?
Yeah.
Hold on. I told you this and you actually had to stop moving just to see if you could sit still?
Well, obviously.
Were you able to?
Pretty much. Okay. Just a little.
There's a little bit of a waver though, right?
A little bit,
many years have you been consuming diet sodas?
At least 25 years.
Holy shit. It's going to come on you like a fucking ton of bricks. You think that you complain about how people eat with a fork. You'd be lucky if you can even hold shit with a fork. You need pliers to eat. Anyway, Frank, fuck
this. You know what that does?
What does that do?
That puts a cap on the bottle.
Ugh. Everybody hates when you say that shit.
I don't care.
Let's put the cap. What are you, a used car salesman? You have a real nice neon you want to show me, you fuck?
I want to thank you for episode 251.
Episode 251. I'd
like to thank our caller, Sheepy. FM Jeff.
Yeah, we gotta do that. We gotta thank Sheepy, who is a license for bears. FM Jeff, the What Show is on Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. We can't forget Best in Show. Thursday nights, people. BestinShowRadio.com. They're on 8 to 11 on Hear Us Talk. There's no excuse for you not to be listening to this fine show. And with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of the DJ New Style Show, number 251. Frank, congratulations on not gaining weight in your weight loss challenge. You stayed the same, a slight 3 pounds over your starting weight. You're chipping away at your goal. You're making things happen. Special thanks to our guest judge, Barb, and Ken Moorhead, Boston Idol, Goatweed, everybody else, Sheepy, and Pat from Munaki. Fuck you, Adam Richmond. Frank, is there anything you want to say?
But this is us.
Yeah, no. You're talking to a fucking sign. It's sticking. You're not a friend. I'm scared. I'm going to kick all your friends in. Hey, Ken, is there anything that you'd like to say?
You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. That's just the Holy Spirit. Fuckface. You're a goddamn repugnant bald fuck. Nah. I'm good. Thanks. Oh, and fuck you, Adam Richmond. Thank you. Vor dir das Bett ist am Entziehen. Vor dir Haut und Haaren und der Wind.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.